This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us. We're on the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We haven't done an update from the Philippines in a few weeks, and things have, of course, gotten pretty crazy there since Duterte took over as president a few weeks ago, and they've been just literally slaughtering people in the streets, which is what he had promised would happen under his administration. We'll tell you more about that and the status of the jails in that country here in moments. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
John E. Ray.
And Mark.
Welcome back, Johnny Ray. It's good to have you back on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian. It's great to be here.
I know you've got a game of the week for us coming up tonight, so I definitely don't want to miss out on that. But we're going to start with the Satanic Temple. Yes, they're back in the news. This time, the Washington Post reporting from Salem, Massachusetts, an appropriate location for what it is that they, the plot that they are hatching this time. For those that don't know, the Satanic Temple appears to actually be a group of atheists that are essentially trolling. Basically, they're trolling Christians, essentially.
Yeah, that's always helpful.
Right, using the freedom of religion and the idea that, you know, one religion shouldn't be promoted over another in government to do some very controversial things, things that are going to outrage a number of our listeners when they hear about it.
Now, we've lost the station over just talking about.
Did we really?
Yeah, we had a station that said that they, they were basically owned by the Catholic Church.
And
we just can't have a show that talks about other people talking about their religions or whatever.
Where was that one? Ohio or something?
I can't remember where it was. I thought it was Oklahoma, but.
Well, anyway, so one of the things that they've done previously, just to kind of give you a little bit of history on the Satanic Temple, is there was, I think they kind of made their name for themselves a few years ago in Oklahoma when the Oklahoma State Capitol building or the wherever the representatives meet there, they were allowing a statue outside of the property, on the property but outside of the building, a Ten Commandments statue. And, of course, the Satanic Temple came to them and said, well, if you're going to have a Ten Commandments statue, we should be able to have a Baphomet statue, which is like kind of a goat being, like a goat crossed with a man or something like that,
yeah.
The Baphomet. And so they came up with this proposed statue. And, of course, during this time frame, I think the Oklahoma government put a moratorium on all new statues at that point.
That's a pretty good idea if you don't want a Baphomet statue and you were going to put up a Ten Commandments statue.
Somewhere in there, someone, I think he was religious, actually said that Satan told him to do this. But he crashed his car into the Ten Commandments statue. So the Ten Commandments statue got demolished, I believe, in the time frame of this whole we're putting things on hold as we try to figure out what to do here. Because, again, they don't want to let people have equal access to the state capitol. They want to have the preference going to the Christians. And in a state, when I don't think states should exist, but while we have the idea of states, it should stay religiously neutral. If it is going to allow one religion to express itself, it should allow all religions to express themselves.
The state should have no stance on religion is what seems constitutional to me, the way I was taught, and what makes the most sense to me is that if you have a state that is showing preference to Puritans instead of Quakers, you're going to have people tarred and feathered and have their ears cut off and have them executed for their religion. Oh, wait, that happened. That precisely happened. The reason we have Rhode Island and the reason we have Connecticut, the reason we have Pennsylvania and the reason we have New Jersey is because these crazy Puritans were running people off and killing them if they didn't agree with them. And the reason the Puritans were there because the crazy Anglicans were doing the same damn thing.
The Establishment Clause of the Religion Clause is the first of several pronouncements in the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Right.
Stating Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the way I see it, you can't even really, a state official can't really even talk about or have an opinion about a religion or put aside money for anything religious without favoring one religion or another.
Well, so
you just have to keep it out.
I agree. I think the state official can have his or her own religion, but they can't use the state to promote that particular religion, or they should not. Otherwise, they open themselves to the Satanic Temple coming in and saying, well, if you're going to give these guys this amount of time or this amount of space, then you should have to give us this amount of time and this amount of space.
And the reason that the atheists are doing this, and I assume it seems very likely these are atheists, not Satanists for real, is that they just want to prove a point. Now, I wouldn't spend my time doing that.
Well, you're apparently not a professional troll.
Right. That's basically, I mean, I'm a talk show host, so it's pretty close. But I just wouldn't do that. That's not where I'd want to spend my life and my time. But okay, if that's what they want to do, who am I to question their choice in religions?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's brilliant what they're doing. And I don't know, maybe some of them really are Satanists. Maybe some of them are atheists who are just trolling. Maybe some of them are Satanists who really do believe it. I've never met any of these folks, so I can't say for sure. But here's a story. Here's what they're doing now. We talked about the statues and there was also in Florida, they had a Capitol rotunda where different religious groups have set up, sort of religious Christmas displays or whatever. And, you know, they had to allow the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church to come in there. They had to allow the Satanic Temple to come in there. There was some controversy around that too.
I bet you were pretty happy about the Flying Spaghetti Monster coming after the Satanic Temple showed up.
It's a hot summer night and leaders of the Satanic Temple have gathered in the crimson walled living room of a Victorian manse in this city renowned for its witch trials in the 17th century. Again, we're talking about Salem, Massachusetts. They're watching a sepia-toned video in which children dance around a maypole, a spider crawls across a clown's face, and eerie ambient chanting gives way to a backward demonic voiceover. The group chuckles with approval. They're here plotting to bring their wisdom to the nation's public elementary school children. They point out that Christian evangelical groups have already infiltrated the lives of America's children through after-school religious programming in public schools, and they appear determined to give young students a choice, Jesus or Satan. Doug Messner, the Satanic Temple co-founder, said, quote, "It's critical that children understand there are multiple perspectives on all issues and that they have a choice in how they think," unquote. On Monday, the group plans to introduce its after-school Satan Club to public elementary schools, including one in Prince George's County, petitioning school officials to allow them to open immediately as the academic year starts. Chapter heads from New York, Boston, Utah, and Arizona were in Salem on July 10th talking strategy, while others from Minneapolis, Detroit, San Jose, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and Florida were participating online. The promotional video, which feels like a mashup of a horror movie trailer and a Saturday Night Live sketch, will serve to promote the new club, along with its website, AfterSchoolSatan.com. And we do actually have a copy from the Washington Post.
I can't imagine they actually intend to do this, right? This is just to scare people into stopping whatever religious after school programming there is. Is that the idea?
Well,
you think?
Maybe. I mean, they definitely don't like that the Christians have after school programs in government schools. And would this result in them canceling all after school religious programming, or would they accept the Satanists coming in and creating their own curriculum? I guess, you know, that's what they want to find out here. I don't know what their intentions truly are.
Yeah, I suspect if the outcome was the latter, where they were invited to come in, they would probably do it and with glee.
They did come up with the Satan coloring book, or the Satanic Temple coloring book, or whatever it was called. That was one of the more recent variants on this, where I believe that was also Florida or one of the southern states. Where they basically said, okay, well, there's these religious books in schools or religious coloring books or something like that. And so they came up with their own version of it. And they had to be allowed in. I don't remember the latest on that story, though.
It seems like they can, if they actually got the opportunity to do this terrible idea, what they would probably want to do is educate people, use the platform of their satanic after-school program or whatever as a platform to show just kind of I've had conversations with folks like this, and I have some understanding of what they're talking about.
You've had conversations with Satanists?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Basically, they're just saying things like, the God of the Bible's not that great of a guy. Look at what he's done as far as wiping out whole cities and things like that. The very Bible itself is the indictment that they use.
All right, hold that thought. We'll continue here on AfterSchoolSatan.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. Plenty of time. If you want to join us here, you can bring up anything you want. We are talking about the Satanic Temple. They are just masters of getting their trolling big-time headlines. The Washington Post is reporting on AfterSchoolSatan.com, the new website that is designed to promote the new after-school clubs that the Satanic Temple is planning on launching or attempting to launch this year in elementary schools around the United States.
Elementary schools. I was thinking this might be high school. Yeah. Well, it does go to show the problem with government education currently is that it's allowing religious education to go on their property, maybe after hours and that sort of thing. But
that's how they get around it. It's like, well, this isn't officially the school day. We can have this after the school day is over. Hold that thought, Mark. We're going to continue with this. I've got more from the story from the Post. And then we've actually got the letter that the Satanic Temple is going to be sending to various different school districts around the country as of tomorrow. So this campaign is pretty fresh. If you've got Bitcoin, I want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can download it at jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io. Jax is greeted by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum and Free Talk Live listener. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as DAO tokens, and they're going to be adding more cryptocurrencies to it in the future. Plus, there's Shapeshift integration. You know Shapeshift.io. If you don't know about it, it's great. You should try it out. But Shapeshift is now integrated directly in the Jax wallet. So you don't even have to leave your Bitcoin wallet. You want to get some Ether for your Bitcoin? Just do the switch right there. The exchange is right there built in to the Jax wallet, which is an awesome feature. It's super easy to back up your wallet, by the way, and it's cross-platform, so you can get it for your Windows, Linux, or Mac machines, plus Android and iOS devices. So whether it's your laptop, tablet, your smartphone, your desktop, you can have Jax on all of those and have the same Bitcoin or different. You know, you can have different Jax wallets too if you want to, but you could also have the same Bitcoin across all of those different machines. Very, very cool stuff, and it's free, of course. So go to jax.io. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, including coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, jaxx.io, or you can download it through your favorite app store, Apple or Google. Up to you. So back to the story here from the Washington Post. The Satanic Temple, of course, is back at it. They are petitioning school districts to allow them to open up what they're calling the After School Satan Club. They've got a promotional video up on their website. I just started watching it a few moments ago, and it's pretty creepy. I'll screen the rest of it. I don't think it's got any curse words in it, but I'll screen it before we play it.
I think this is a terrible idea, but the only reason there's an opening for this terrible idea
is because government.
Yeah, government schools that should not be involved in advocating for religions any direction, are obviously letting religious education go on site.
I remember this back when I was in high school, and I was an atheist back then. I'm no longer an atheist now, but back then I was. And I remember being very offended that they had this prayer by the flagpole or something like that, where the Christian students would gather around the flagpole on certain days, and I don't remember when they were, but they would have themselves a prayer on school campus.
Well, wait, isn't it not okay for Christian students to gather around a flagpole and have a prayer?
It seemed to be some sort of official kind of sanctioned event. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I got the impression that there was more to it than just, you know, a random gathering of students who wanted to pray. It's one thing if it's just people who want to pray somewhere. It's another thing if the school is promoting it or...
I do see the problem. I think that, students of any particular religion should be able to get together with their friends and do whatever it is that they want in their free time while they're at the school, but I can see how a religion would be like, hey, kids, here's a great idea for you to do spontaneously while you're at school.
Right.
And here's some literature to help.
I can see how somebody would be offended by that, what you were describing, Ian, if they were constitutionally minded, but I don't see why that would offend you unless you're just especially anti-Christian.
I was an atheist at that time, and in that time of my life, I was definitely, sort of lashing out, if you will. I actually wore a pentagram. No, I don't wear a pentagram anymore.
No, but you're still lashing out.
I'm not lashing out at Christians. I understand
lashing out generally.
I wouldn't say that I am at all, actually. Do you have an example?
Yeah, I got plenty of them.
Yeah.
You live your life as a lash out, yes.
No, actually, no. I try to, live my life, keep to myself, but some people just want to keep messing with me, so I got to do what I got
to
do.
I don't want to pile on you here, Ian, or maybe I do, but I feel like I've definitely noticed that when somebody calls the show, a caller, and they self-identify as a Christian, your attitude and your demeanor towards them changes, and you're ready to give them what for, and then get them off the line.
I don't know. I think it's more Mark who is more anti-Christian. Like, I'll hold a Christian to their own principles. I'll say, look, would Jesus bomb people? You know, what would Jesus do in that circumstance? Because I find that Christians are very, very poor at emulating the example of Christ, which is what a good Christian is supposed to do. They're supposed to turn the other cheek. They're supposed to love their enemy. They're not supposed to support, bombing campaigns and things like that. So, yeah, I'll call them out. Well, I think they're being hypocrites.
I think that the difficulty, Johnny Ray, is anybody who's in charge of the telephone always looks like the jerk.
Yeah.
That's just how that goes.
There's a whole thread on the AMP forum right now about how people don't like me taking phone calls here.
Yeah, well, that's kind of one of the difficulties is that when you run a program where people are free to talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about,
right,
you'll find people that want to talk about the things they want to talk about. And, most people are, it seems like most people don't, A, logically examine their belief systems, and hopefully people can help me logically examine mine, but they don't examine their belief systems, and they're boring. They'll rattle on, they'll repeat themselves and those kind of things. And the job of the person on the telephone line there, Ian's currently, is to not let you repeat yourself over and over again. Make sure you get on point and, spit it out what it is that you're here to say. And then, hopefully on Free Talk Live, all of us are holding everybody, including ourselves, all the time to, standards of logic and reason.
There was one gentleman who was complaining on the AMP forum, which talking about the AMP Facebook group. We'll tell you about how to get in there here in a little bit. But he was upset with how I've been handling some of the crazy regular chronic callers on the show, people like, Ricky or Sarah. And he didn't like how I've been handling them, making fun of them, giving them a hard time, and getting them off the line. It's like, well, okay, what are the other options? Do we just allow them to go and ramble on? No, that's not a good idea. That's not good radio. Do we screen them out? Well, that's not Free Talk Live. The whole gimmick, if you will, of the show is that anybody can call in, and that includes the crazies and the chronics and, everybody else. And there's some good and there's some bad to that. Most people in talk radio would argue you shouldn't do that. You should screen those people out. You should have the best callers, the most intelligent callers.
Won't claim the most intelligent callers. How many times, callers on radio? No. What they want is people who agree with the host, and they don't care how good or bad they are at them.
Yeah. So, look, I can't make everybody happy. In the very same thread, some people say they love how we handle the crazy callers. So you got to go with what's...
Ian just likes to talk to crazy people.
Yeah, with what makes sense to you and what
true
you feel
to yourself.
About.
Yeah, exactly. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue here. I'd love to have more libertarians calling in talking about, like Adamo Freeman has done recently. I think that'd be great, but it's up to you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our toll-free number that allows you to bring up anything you want to discuss is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Satanic Temple. They are in the news yet again. This time they're trolling the elementary schools. Or are they? Are they really going to actually follow through with their plan for what they're calling after-school Satan? They're going to have after-school programs that will be focused around Satan rather than other religions like Christians who have similar after-school programs. That is the impetus for all of this. We're going to continue with that story here. Of course, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Plus, the Liberty Radio Network and Free Talk Live now have the on-demand listen lines, audio on demand. You can call 641-793-9660. And you don't have to miss, if you can't listen to us live, you can listen to us later via the on-demand listen line. You can also listen to close to a dozen shows from LRN.FM, including the Angel Clark Show, Cop Block Radio, Rebel Love Show, Flaming Freedom, and more. Just call up 641-793-9660. It's just a regular voice phone call, so it doesn't cost you your data plan to make this call, and it's likely that you have unlimited long distance, so it will probably cost you nothing to call this number, 641-793-9660. You can also listen to the live stream from LRN.FM over that line, and you can leave us a message. So if you feel like you want to say something to us on the air, but we're not on the air, and maybe you're listening to the show via podcast or later on another radio station that runs us into late broadcast, you can still respond to what we're talking about. You can still speak, you know, talk back, if you will, by calling 641-793-9660. Choose number 2 for Free Talk Live, and then press 0 whenever you want to leave us a message. And that message will be delivered to some of the host's email boxes. So once again, that number is 641-793-9660. We're talking about the Satanic Temple. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. The Satanic Temple, this according to the Washington Post, has been offering tongue-in-cheek support for the fallen angel in public arenas and that have embraced prayer and parochial ceremonies, is bringing its fight over constitutional separation of church and state to the nation's schools. But the group's plan for public school children isn't actually about promoting worship of the devil. The Satanic Temple doesn't espouse a belief in the existence of a supernatural being that other religions identify solemnly as Satan or Lucifer or Beelzebub. The temple rejects all forms of supernaturalism and is committed to the view that scientific rationality provides the best measure of reality. So they do sound more like atheists or humanists.
They sound just like that.
Than actual Satanists.
Well, I always thought that one of Satanism's greatest ideas, themes, was a celebration of the world. And I would say that science is a big
worldly.
Part of the world. Yeah, very worldly, and it is the epitome of worldly progress, and virtue is science.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that there's virtues to Satanism generally. I mean, I find this to be, on one hand, abhorrent, on the other hand, just kind of trolling behavior. However, the door's been kicked wide open for these people to do what they want. And that's kind of the problem, from my standpoint, is that government's not supposed to have any relationship with religion. So, you know, if you want to do religious after school stuff, invite people to your church. Get a bus to go to the school, pick the kids up, and take them to the church and do whatever it is you want to do.
It's hard to find a lot. I mean, you said you're upset by this, Mark, but it's really hard to find much in their belief systems that is objectionable, really. I mean, rationality isn't a bad thing. Some of the things that they're talking about are not really, you know, outrageous or anything like that. But the word Satan is outrageous to people.
Sure, in the Baphomet statue.
Yeah. In the Christian religion.
Yeah, that's just, they're going over the top for the purpose of getting the news articles that they get over and over again. And I don't have any particular problem with them getting the news articles.
They're making a point. They're doing it brilliantly.
The point that they're making is going to be made, whether I like that point or not. And that point, the opportunity for that point was, like I said, the door was kicked wide open by these government people letting other religions, you know, just come in and do their stuff.
Right. I'm not sure if I can articulate this too well, but it seems to me like it's related a little bit to the tragedy of the commons.
It sure is.
Yeah. I mean, if I've got to pay for a government school, and I do, my son's homeschooled, and the town in which I live chooses to steal from my kid, basically, something in the realm of $2,500 every year to send other kids to school.
I thought your son wanted to go to school, and he was going to school. Maybe a few years ago.
Yeah, he went to kindergarten.
He had a phase where he wanted to go to some
school. He went to kindergarten.
Okay. You didn't agree with him?
But he didn't go to government kindergarten. He went to a private kindergarten.
I see.
Yeah. I'm not going to send my kid to government school.
What if he wants to go?
It's not going to happen.
What if he turns 13 and he decides, I want to go try out high school. I want to go to Keene High.
Well, I guess we'd have to have a conversation about that, but he's likely going to have to change his lifestyle very dramatically in order to do that. And I'd like to know how he's going to get there.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a bus that comes out to Westmoreland?
I don't know the answer to that.
He'd have to figure that out.
Yeah, those are his problems.
So according to Messner, now this is one of the founders of the Satanic Temple, Doug Messner, who goes by the professional name of Lucian Greaves. Satan is just a metaphorical construct intended to represent the rejection of all forms of tyranny over the human mind. Well, that's interesting. I wonder how many of these Satanists believe in the state. I suspect a number of them do, given that many of them are likely atheists. Atheists tend to have placed the state in their role of God.
Atheists tend to be Democrats.
The curriculum...
atheists tend to be Democrats. I'm going to stick with that one.
the curriculum. Well, plenty of Republicans believe in the state, too. But regardless, the curriculum for...
No, I didn't say statists.
Yeah.
atheists... I'm going to stick with the statement is that generally, it's my experience that atheists tend to vote Democrat.
Mm-hmm. The curriculum for the proposed after-school clubs emphasizes the development of reasoning and social skills. The group says meetings will include a healthful snack, literature lesson, creative learning activities, a science lesson, puzzle solving, and an art project. Every child will receive a membership card and must have a signed parental permission slip to attend. Quote, we think it's important for kids to be able to see multiple points of view, to reason things through, to have empathy and feelings of benevolence for their fellow human beings, said the Satanic Temple's Utah head chapter. Well, that's got to be a fun place to have a Satanic Temple.
No doubt.
Who goes by the name Chalice Blythe. The emphasis on multiple perspectives is a hint pointing to the temple's true foe. The group at first intends to roll out the clubs in a limited number of schools in districts that also host an evangelical Christian after-school program known as the Good News Club. Good News Clubs, which are sponsored by an organization founded in 1937 called the Child Evangelism Fellowship, aim to reach children as young as five with a fundamentalist form of evangelical Christianity. For most of their history, Good News Clubs were largely excluded from public schools out of concern that their presence would violate the Constitution. However, in 2001, a case commanded the resources of powerful legal advocacy groups on the religious right, including the Alliance Defending Freedom and the Liberty Council. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that to exclude an after-school program on account of the religious views of its sponsors amounted to a violation of free speech rights. The CEF, that's Child Evangelism Fellowship, then went on a tear, and by 2011, it reported that 3,500-plus Good News Clubs existed, putting them in more than 5% of the nation's public elementary schools.
So the Supreme Court ruled, and I'm not familiar with this ruling, terribly sorry, that they have to exclude a club that was religious based would be a violation of free speech.
That's correct.
Fine.
Which means that they can't turn away the Satanists here because in order to turn away the Satanists, they would have to turn away the Christians, but the court has already ruled they can't turn away the Christians.
The court tied the Gordian knot. And now the atheists are coming in. And now the atheists are going to cleave it in half.
Because
I can tell you, America is not ready for this.
855-450-FREE. Are you ready for it? Share your thoughts with us on the after-school Satan clubs. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Or join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's the live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about freedom of religion. And it's interesting here, the story from the Washington Post talking about the Satanic Temple. They're working on creating, and they're actually going to be sending off a letter to school districts around the country tomorrow, announcing the creation of their new after-school Satan program. Which, according to the Washington Post, is going to involve, elementary school students in this case. They're planning on having a healthy snack, a literature lesson, creative learning activities, science lesson, puzzle solving, and an art project on their meetings, which I presume are weekly. I don't know how often these things are scheduled to occur. But they're going to try to get in based on a court decision from 2001 where certain religious groups, Christian religious groups, evangelical Christian religious groups, sued because schools weren't allowing their after-school religious programs, and the court decided that, and it was the Supreme Court, decided that to exclude any after-school program because of their religious views is a violation of their free speech rights.
And this was a 2001 ruling?
Correct.
And so, let's see, Bush would have come in January 2001. It's unlikely that you can blame this on the Republicans very thoroughly. These would have been, Clinton appointees and before.
The Satanic Temple.
You can blame it on Reagan and Bush Sr.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that to exclude an after-school program on account of their religious views is a violation of free speech. So the CEF, the Christ Child Evangelism Fellowship, went ahead and spawned about 3,500 of these Good News Clubs.
Yeah, they went on a tear.
And that means that about 5% of those, excuse me, 5% of the nation's elementary schools have them. I suspect the 3,560 includes high schools and middle schools as well. The Satanic Temple makes no secret of its desire to use that same approach, according to the Washington Post. Quote, "We would like to thank the Liberty Council specifically for opening the doors to the after-school Satan clubs through their dedication to religious liberty."
Oh, God.
Greaves, the founder of the Satanic Temple, said, further said, quote, so the Satanic Temple leverages religious freedom laws that put after-school clubs in elementary schools nationwide. That's going to be the message, he said. The Liberty Council agrees the Satanic Temple has a right to organize its clubs in public school and takes the view that they can't be banned so long as they're not disruptive or engaging in rituals that put people at risk. Matt Staver, Liberty Council's founder and chairman, said, quote, I would definitely oppose after-school satanic clubs, but they have a First Amendment right to meet. I suspect in this particular case, I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of students participating in this. It's probably dust they're kicking up and is like to fade away, or likely to fade away in the near future for a lack of interest, unquote.
And I think that's probably the best way to, if you're opposed to these after-school Satan clubs,
is ignore them.
Exactly. The best strategy is to not fight them and just trust the parents and the children themselves to not be interested.
Right, because if you fight, they're going to get more news coverage, they're going to get more headlines, and more people are going to be more likely to pay attention and be interested in it.
I concur with you on that, but if I was running these things, and they were reasonably well-funded, and these people do seem reasonably well-funded.
You mean the Satanic Temple?
The Satanic Temple. I'd be giving away, meals, right? Like really good meals, that kind of thing. Candy.
To attract people.
Yeah, right. There would be, I can imagine these candy would go pretty well in high schools. I can't tell
you. I think you're right. Yeah.
What high school is like, government high school is like today, but I have experience in one in the late 80s.
I probably would have gone if I were,
right.
If it were high school.
There's a certain amount of iconoclastic, kids are going to be like, oh, yeah. And they gave me, this iPod or whatever. I don't know.
Well, by the time high school rolls around, you're old enough to have questioned enough about the Christian church to realize that there's a bunch of inconsistencies within their teachings. I certainly did when I was in high school, and it made me very angry. So, yeah, I would have gone and gone and joined the Satan Club just to lash out at the Christians at that time in my life.
Yeah, I found, I have my problems. I have my problems currently with the Bible, but at the time, what my experience with the church is sort of looking back is this is a very exclusionary club. And these people are, pious, stuck up, nose in the air kind of folks was my experience in the Christian church when I was in high school. We want our kids to not be hanging around with your kids. This is where we send the good kids and the bad kids shouldn't come here and all that stuff. You know, everything that Jesus taught against is what these people are. And I can, the satanic organization can use that and likely will use that in order to attract the kids that don't feel like insiders.
The Satanic Temple is eager to compete directly with the Good News Clubs and doesn't hide its belief that its own after-school product is on the right side. Greaves said, quote, while the Good News Clubs focus on indoctrination, instilling children with a fear of hell and God's wrath, after-school Satan Clubs will focus on free inquiry and rationalism. We prefer to give children an appreciation of the natural wonders surrounding them, not a fear of an everlasting otherworldly horror.
I think that's the carrot and stick approach of Christianity that has allowed it to become so pervasive at this point. And this is true of Islam, too. It's got an afterlife and they're going to threaten you with hell also. That's why these religions are as successful as they are.
But they're also, upsetting people because of that, too. I mean, you feel like you're personally damaged for life by your Christian indoctrination.
Well, yeah, I mean, I absolutely do, and this is sort of the other side of it.
Right, so it worked for a little while, and then you pushed through that, and you rebelled against it.
Yeah, lots of people are, they can handle the indoctrination that they were given, and just go on with life and everything's fine. It doesn't bother them that they were told these stories. There's other people with certain types of minds that are going to be of the opinion that, hey, this was bunk, and I was lied to, and by adults, and maybe not lies a strong word, but misled because of their own ignorance or whatever the story is, and they're going to turn around, and they're going to sort of lash in the other direction, and that's always a bad thing, and this is the problem with hell. I don't have a problem with Christianity. I have a problem with the teaching of hell. The idea that a loving, just God throws his children into everlasting torment because they've made one mistake. And that's what sin is. If you have one sin, You've fallen short of the glory of God and your loving, just father, who never explained this to you and, you know, allowed you to be taught by other flawed
humans.
Individuals, yep. Then throws you into everlasting torment. Thanks, God. I mean, if my son...
I love you, son.
Yeah. Now if my son, did something, even if something he did something that I instructed him not to do, like eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, touched one of these fruits of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and I took a pair of, ten snips and cut his little finger off, people would think I was a madman, rightly.
I told him I loved him.
Yeah, I love him, and this was only fair. He has fallen short of my guidance, so I cut his finger off with a pair of 10 snips. Well, that's small potatoes compared to an eternal torment.
For sure.
Yeah, and sometimes someone's unforgivable sin might be that they were born in the wrong country to the wrong parents who didn't teach them, or they weren't exposed to the guidance.
The way I was taught Christianity, there's some verse in Romans, and I can't quote it to you. But basically, if you, didn't meet God, but you followed God's laws in your heart or whatever, then you're fine. Then you're okay.
Okay.
Then everything's fine there.
All
but
right.
Still.
Well,
I mean,
all Christians have the same beliefs about that?
I don't think they all do. No, certainly not. But and they'll be of the opinion if one Christian mentions Christ to you one time, then you're whoops, sorry, you're everything's ruined for you. But at the same time, we are sinful creatures according to the Bible's definition. They create a disease called sin, and then they diagnosed everybody as having fallen ill of this sin. So everybody falls short. Everybody is sinful. And unless you somehow come and ask for forgiveness, at which point you can sin all you want, I don't know. It really, obviously, it frustrates me.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Good News Club leaders defend their organization's presence in public schools. According to their website, quote, "Each club includes a clear presentation of the gospel and an opportunity for children to trust the Lord Jesus as Savior. Every club also includes strong discipleship training to build character and strengthen moral and spiritual growth," unquote. However, Amy Jensen, a professional educator in Tucson, she's got a master's degree in curriculum, instruction, and teaching from the University of Denver, says she has decided to lead an after-school Satan club after comparing its curriculum materials with those of the Good News Club. Jensen noted the Satanic Temple's materials say the group encourages benevolence and empathy among all people and advocates practical common sense. They've already got at least one lady who has signed up to teach said after-school Satan club. You can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll play the creepy video that they made about this on the way in hour two. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.